From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has risen to more than 230. The deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament tells VOA more than 200 people were wounded in that blast, including a VOA reporter. Earlier Saturday, that blast occurred in a busy intersection in Somalia's capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but similar attacks have been carried out by the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said that President Donald Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. The top U.S. diplomat told CNN that Tehran has demonstrated practice of walking right up to the limits of the 2015 deal, prompting Mr. Trump Friday to decertify that Iran was in compliance and leaving it up to Congress whether to reimpose economic sanctions that were in place before the U.S., the European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China reached the accord with Iran. Tillerson said Mr. Trump wants Congress, perhaps in a separate deal, to fix a number of weaknesses in the nuclear agreement and address a much broader list of threats. A group of Islamic State fighters has evacuated the Syrian city of Raqqa under a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Venezuelans are going to the polls today to cast ballots for governors in all 23 states and polls seen as a test for embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Political and economic turmoil in Venezuela pushed many citizens to the streets this year where they demonstrated against the government. More than 120 people died in protest-related clashes. Polls are open in Austria, where voters are casting ballots in a snap general election that analysts say could result in a resurgence by conservatives. Opinion polls favor Sebastian Kurz, the 31-year-old charismatic Conservative Party leader and current foreign minister who observers say has succeeded in reinventing the Conservative Party and galvanizing the Austrian right, including the far right, following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. The campaign has been dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California's famed wine country are spreading after a week of the worst blazes the state has ever seen. The numbers killed by the fire has risen to at least 40. Some 5,700 homes and businesses have been destroyed altogether, and about 100,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Turkish authorities have issued detention warrants for 100 former police officers. VOA's Marissa Melton has that story.
So far, authorities have detained 63 of those wanted, the state-run Anadolu news agency said. The detentions were part of a widening crackdown since last year's failed coup attempt. Anadolu says security forces were seeking the suspects in 19 provinces across the country. Since the abortive coup, more than 50,000 people have been jailed pending trial over alleged links to Fethullah Gulen, while 150,000 people have been sacked or suspended from jobs in the military, public, and private sectors. Rights groups and some of Turkey's Western allies have voiced concern about the crackdown, fearing the government is using the coup as a pretext to quash dissent. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States are set to resume four-way discussions Monday in Oman and a renewed bid to seek a politically negotiated settlement to the Afghan war. The meeting of the so-called Quadrilateral Cooperation Group, or QCG, in the Gulf state is taking place after a gap of 16 months. Senior foreign ministry officials from the four nations will lead their respective delegations at the talks. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.